The Leach Report Radio Network is on the air with the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach. Join in with the rest of Big Blue Nation to get the latest insights and opinions on your Kentucky Wildcats from an all-star lineup of guests. If you have a question for Tom or one of our guests, tweet him to @LeachReport or email to LeachReport@gmail.com. And you can call toll-free anywhere across the Commonwealth of Kentucky at 877-904-1080. Now, here's Tom.
Well, good morning. No Tom Leach. You have Larry Vout sitting in for Tom, who's on his way to New York to call the Seton Hall Kentucky matchup tomorrow from Madison Square Garden. So I'll be sitting in for Tom today. But some things don't change. The Leach Report is still served up by Wild Egg, just like it is every other day. The guest lineup is presented by Sleep Outfitters, and we have a good lineup for you. We're going to start with Dave Popkin of the Seton Hall Radio Network to give us a little insight on Seton Hall going into tomorrow's matchup. Then we will have J.J. Weaver, a defensive end at Louisville Moore, who committed to Kentucky last week. We'll talk a little bit about his commitment and also maybe get some insights from him on Jared Casey, the Louisville Ballard linebacker who committed to Kentucky yesterday. Both four-star players, the kind of defensive players I think that Mark Stoops really likes. So that should be interesting. Then at the final segment, we'll have Dan Hudson from I think his official title is Marshall County Special Events Coordinator, but he puts on the hoop vest. He's in charge scheduling for the grind session. He'll be having a special showcase event at Marshall County later this month where UK signee Tyrese Maxey will be playing three games, and then he'll have an event coming up at McCracken County the first weekend in January that's going to have one name that you might want to pay attention to when Dan tells us who one of the players is going to be, because it could be quite a show and quite a spectacle. So we'll have Dan on with us to close the show out. The Wildcat News of the Day is presented by Cardinal Point Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. A lot of news. The Kentucky women's basketball team went to 9-0 last night with a 79-52 win. Macy Morris had 29 points, just continues to be excellent. Now the team gets its biggest test of the year when it goes to Louisville Sunday and plays a top-five team in the Cardinals, who have been just spectacular again, have some special folks. But, again, Kentucky's 9-0 after Macy pours in 29 last night. Another day, another award for Josh Allen. That's just the way it kind of seems to go. Another National Year Defensive Player of the Year award last night. I think now he's been named to three All-American teams. He's won two National Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's won two SEC Player of the Year awards, probably at least one or maybe two more awards he will be winning. One thing I really can't understand is how Josh Allen probably wasn't invited to the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Doesn't have to win, but do you just have to invite quarterbacks and never consider that somebody has to play on the other side of the ball too? And it's obvious that Josh is a consensus National Defensive Player of the Year, and you would think being National Defensive Player of the Year would at least merit an invitation to the Heisman Trophy award ceremony. But then again, what do I know? Just bring the quarterbacks in and let them just one of them sit there. But I don't get it. But Josh Allen certainly ought to be a guy that should be there, in my opinion, because the season he's had, it's just remarkable. And I think now you have to start talking, is Josh Allen the best football player ever to play at Kentucky? I wouldn't have thought that going into the season, but now with the season that he's had, the totals he's had, and the awards that he's racking up, I think you have to certainly put him in that conversation and think about it some. So also yesterday, and again, this is the Wildcat News of the Day presented by Cardinal Point Financial Group. Wandell Robinson received the Paul Horning Award from the Louisville Quarterback Club as the state's top high school football player. Also was named the Gatorade Player of the Year. Of course, that came one day after he changed his commitment from Kentucky to Nebraska, which was a blow for Kentucky recruiting, but not the end of the world. I had a chance to talk to Wandell yesterday. I would encourage you to go to lex18.com and read the interview that I did with Wandell, where he kind of explains what went into the decision-making process, what led to some things, and then try to remember that he's just a high school senior, that maybe he got a little overwhelmed And I think he's a terrific young man, and I wish him well. His statistics this year were terrific, and I hope people won't be too hard on him because of his decision. But, again, I would encourage you to go there and read and let him explain in his own words what happened. So, okay, when we come back on the Leach Report, we're going to talk about Kentucky basketball at Seton Hall. We're going to have Dave Popkin of the Seton Hall Radio Network. So stay with us on the Leach Report. This is Larry Voss sitting in for Tom Leach.
This is where the Big Blue Nation gathers. It's Talk Radio 1080 and the Leach Report, followed by Kentucky Sports Radio.
Welcome back. This is Larry Vault sitting in for Tom Leach today, who is on his way to New York to get ready to call the Kentucky Seton Hall game tomorrow. But we're going to get a few insights here on Seton Hall from Dave Popkin of the Seton Hall Radio Network. Dave, appreciate you sharing a few minutes with us today.
Hey, Larry, good morning. How are you?
I am great. Tell us a little bit about this Seton Hall basketball team, and especially tell us a little bit about Miles Powell, who must just be a terrific scorer.
He is. This team is better when he doesn't have to go for 40 like he did against Grand Canyon. If he can go for 20 and everybody else can get involved, they play better. Miles Powell is going to be a first-team All-Big East player. He has unlimited three-point shooting range. He can go to the basket hard and score and get fouled. His defense has improved. His passing is not great. I think he's an excellent player, a little undersized on the wing. He's 6'2", but he's an explosive scorer. The other guys, we have a young team. Seton Hall has a number of underclassmen that are about to take that next step, like Miles Kale, a sophomore, Sandro Mamukelashvili, who is an uncommon big man for Seton Hall. He's 6'10", European style, can pass and dunk and block shots and run the floor. And I think in time, he could be their second-best three-point shooter. Right now, he's not. It's kind of a similar situation to Kentucky in that, you know it's going to come. You know, some young players on the team, and they just need games like this in a competitive environment, against good competition to see it come out.
I tell you, when you're talking about Miles, too, I mean, I notice he's shooting almost 89% from the foul line, but he also is one of the conference leaders in steals per game with almost two. So he must be a pretty good all-around player. More than just a shooter.
He is. No, he's a good all-around player, and this is a kid that's really worked hard. His nickname was Cheese because he came in at like 250 or 260 and was just out of shape. And that's how I think Seton Hall got him, frankly, is that he was under-recruited for the talent that he is. He didn't have a great body, but they brought him in, and Seton Hall is a good training staff and strength and conditioning, and he's now like 190 now, and he looks like he should be an underwear model. He's like really ripped, and he can go out there and compete athletically. And he plays a lot of minutes, you know. Obviously, he's their best player, so he's going to play about 35 minutes a game, and he's been the focus of defenses for sure. People have made different choices on him. Generally, they've just denied him the ball. They put their best perimeter defender or put two defenders on him. And, you know, last game he deferred. He scored only 10 points. He really didn't take many shots, and he kind of let the other guys get into it. He tried to pass it a little bit because the game before against Louisville, he kind of shot them out of the game. So it was it's a learning curve. It's a learning curve for him being the man. He was a subsidiary player for this team last couple of years. They had four seniors that are now playing, you know, pro ball in various places, G League, overseas, that were good players that led them to three straight tournaments. And Powell was a bit player, a starter, but, you know, not the main guy.
Yeah, it's pretty. I tell you, too, I think sometimes down our way, maybe we don't hear enough about Coach Willard and the program he's got there at Seton Hall. I was looking through some notes and noticed that in the last three seasons, that Seton Hall has the third most wins in the Big East behind Villanova. A team has been pretty good, and Xavier, a team that's been pretty good. And then it comes Seton Hall. So, I mean, you had three straight 20-win seasons. So this is a program that's kind of learned how to win. So How do you think they match up with Kentucky tomorrow?
You know, I think their defense will keep them in most games. I don't think they're a team that's going to be blown out. But, frankly, looking at the Kentucky roster, all nine players in the rotation, you know this, are either McDonald's All-Americans, Jordan Brand Classic kids, or top 25 players in the country. Every player of the nine in the rotation. And Seton Hall doesn't have any of those kids. You know, they have Quincy McKnight, who's a really good player. He transferred up from Sacred Heart. He's a kid that used to score a lot in the NEC, and now he's the point guard for this team. They got Michael Enzi, a grad student who's going to end up working on Wall Street next year and probably, you know, not play in the NBA. Great kid. He's blossoming into a good player. But, you know, you got kids that are three-star players, some four-star players, and Kentucky has five-star players. So will that make a difference? Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, Seton Hall has played well at the Garden over the last couple of years. They're 8 of their last 11 they've won at the Garden. So they like that stage. They're kind of used to playing there. In terms of the physical matchups in the game, you know, I think that Powell is a tough cover, but Kentucky has some good defensive guards like Hagans that could, you know, that could limit him. Torian Thompson is a guy that is the total X factor for Seton Hall. He's 6'11 with like a Carmelo Anthony-esque skill set, can totally, you know, drive by his man, shoots threes with this weird set shot. He transferred into us from Syracuse, didn't play in the last game, has been mercurial, but a lot of talent. Former St. Anthony kid, which is like the big, you know, high school here with Bob Hurley. In New Jersey. So he has talent. He could go for 20. That could be a big difference in the game.
Well, it should be an interesting matchup. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to watch. Kentucky has had some issues defensively, so we'll see how they can work those out. And, again, like I say, Seton Hall's had a lot of success there at the Garden, so maybe it'll be a lot tougher and closer game than what on paper it might look like it would be.
Yeah, I think if Seton Hall can make some threes, see the ball go through, they'll get some momentum from that because they're the worst three-point shooting team in the Big East. They're at 30%. Beyond Powell, it's just a question mark, you know, of who's going to make shots. The other guards, McKnight and Kale, have made some threes lately. But, it, you know, if Kentucky goes out and takes the ball away, one, and makes a lot of threes, they're going to be tough to beat. They have a great coach, you know, great pedigree up and down the roster. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a good opportunity for Seton Hall to play on a national stage, to play at the Garden, to play against a blue blood kind of, you know, team like Kentucky. So it's a good day either way for the program.
Well, we appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us. Dave Popkin of the Seton Hall Radio Network. Stay with us. When we come back on the Leach Report, we'll have J.J. Weaver with you.
This is the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. You can interact with the show via Twitter at Leach Report. Now, here's Tom.
Well, it's not Tom. It's Larry Vault. And it's not J.J. Weaver, the defensive end at Louisville Moore. Recent UK football commit, having a little trouble connecting with him. But you always got to have a backup plan. That's with John Calipari in recruiting. With the Leach Report, you got to have a backup plan. We got a good one right now. Got Michael Bennett. Got to step in here for a few minutes while we try to reach back out to get J.J. Weaver. But Michael, thanks for stepping in here.
I mean, is that sincere, Larry? I mean, I get the feeling that you're thinking, oh, my gosh, we got Michael Bennett coming on. Really, come on. I would be excited about J.J. Weaver. I don't know why he's not answering. Maybe because I put the wrong number down. And I just wanted to be another hour with Larry Vaught.
Well, I don't think you'd put the wrong number. There was his principal is going to be there this morning to kind of help orchestrate that, and she's out sick, so we'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt. So that's the way it is. But Michael, let me get your thoughts. Josh Allen won another National Defensive Player of the Year award last night. So two things: one, why is he not at the Heisman Trophy ceremony? And two, You think he's the best player ever to play football at Kentucky?
You know, that two great questions right there. First of all, what a speech he made last night. BBN has to be so proud of this young man because he's a newly father and he's so excited. All he does is talk about his son. And I think the touching moment was when he was getting ready to walk off stage, he started patting the trophy as if he wanted to pick it up. And Chris Fowler said, we'll get that to you later, Josh. Just go ahead and get off the stage. And I thought that was great. But is he the best player that Kentucky's ever had? He's got to be in the talks right there. I mean, I go back to Sonny Collins, and I've gotten to know Sonny Collins now, and I love that guy. One of the greats. Benny Snell will go down as probably, even though he didn't break the record, he does have the chance at the bowl game. He'll go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, running back. Josh Allen is clearly the best defensive player we've ever had. And, yeah, he probably could go down.
Art Steele might argue that a little
bit. Well, that's a little before my time, but because you're a lot older than me, Larry, and I'm better looking. Yeah. But I will say, I got to get my digs in. Yeah. I will say this, and I talked about this the hour before Tom Leach's show on Just a Tip. I did say, why isn't he invited? He should have been invited. You've had defensive players. I'm trying to draw a blank on the Notre Dame defensive player that won the Heisman not too far back. And Josh Allen should be there. And I'm still trying to figure out, why didn't he win the linebacker of the year, Butkus Award?
That's how can you be National Defensive Player of the Year and not the linebacker of the year? But again, just weird. But again, he's won the big award. He's already made, I think, three All-American teams. He won both of the SEC Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's won two National Defensive Player of the Year awards. Probably going to win at least one more, I would say. So I think you certainly, I mean, when you go back and you talk the greats of Kentucky football, I mean, and this is going way back to Babe Parilli or Lou Groza, guys like that. And then you come up and you throw in an Art Steele, a Warren Bryant, somebody like that. And so Josh's name has got to be in there with what he's accomplished. I mean, it's you could sure make a strong case. I mean, you got Tim Couch. I mean, you got his name in there.
So, that's,
I mean,
right.
But you can certainly make the case, I think, for Josh Allen being as good, if not better, than any of them.
Well,
and again, pretty impressive for a two-star recruit.
Well, and that's exactly what I was getting ready to do. This is a kid that we have to remind ourselves. If you look at the picture of when he came in as a freshman and then what he looks like today, it's night and day. It's polar opposites. It's like, wow, that was Josh Allen. But you're right. He was a two-star recruit that was being recruited by Monmouth, of all places. And Chris Fowler was talking about that last night after he won the award. And Josh said, listen, I would have just made the best effort I could even if I had gone to Monmouth. It wasn't a slight to Monmouth at all. He was going to work hard. And I tell you, I think the defining moment was having a child, and that's true for all of us, isn't it, Larry? When you have a child, that kind of changes your mind. Okay, it's now time to be a grown-up, and he just became a grown-up a lot earlier in his life.
Yes, he did, and he's a terrific young man. And again, I think as our first guest, Dave Popkin of the Seton Hall Radio Network, said, you know, Josh Allen came in looking like kind of what you described, Michael, and now he looks like an underwear model. He's just got, I mean, that was a great description from Dave. I'm going to use that a few more times.
Well, I don't want to see him in his underwear, so let's just move away from that right there.
If you ever go to the Senior Bowl, you will see him in his underwear, and that's where Josh will be going.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, when we come back on the Leach Report, hopefully we're going to make contact with J.J. Weaver. If not, we'll have Michael stand by again, and we'll talk about some other things in connection with UK recruiting and all like that. So this is Larry Vault sitting in for Tom Leach on the Leach Report. Stay with us.
Find out more about the Voice of the Cats and get great coverage of the Big Blue at TomLeachKY.com.
Welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach. And now we've made connection. Really glad to have J.J. Weaver, defensive end at Louisville Moore and a recent University of Kentucky football commit, on there with us. J.J., nice to have you with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Tell folks who might not have had a chance to read or see your commitment ceremony and all last week a little bit about what made the final decision for you that Kentucky was the right spot for you to come and play your college football.
It's great. I can come in early as a freshman play. Josh Allen, he's leaving. Just it's not too close to home. I mean, I'm from Florida, Florida. My top three was Miami, Louisville, and Kentucky, but I didn't want to go back to Miami, and I didn't want to stay in the city of Louisville, so UK was perfect for me, BBN.
I tell you, when you mentioned Josh Allen, JJ, when you watch him play, just how incredible is it to watch a guy that good play?
It's exciting. He's a great role model. He's a great guy, great human being.
I tell you, what do you like best about his game?
He's physical, fast.
I was going to say he's ever bit of that. Of course, some people would say the same thing about you. Do you kind of feel that's a pretty apt description of your game, physical and fast?
Yeah, and my game's different than his. I'm longer than him. I'm 6'6", 240. My arm length is longer than his. So yeah, same thing, same game, but I'm just longer than him.
And I tell you, I know Mark Stoops is a guy that really likes to have a solid defense, and he picked up another commitment from there in Louisville yesterday from a guy I know that you know very well, Jared Casey, linebacker at Ballard. Tell us a little bit about Jared and what it'll be like for you to have a chance to play with him in Kentucky now.
Jared Casey, that's my dog. We share roommates in the five-star challenge. That's my dude. He's a great guy, great linebacker, great. He'll be on the other side of me, so I trust him with everything I got. So I believe in his game, and me and him, we just gonna be tight. We gonna be ready.
I was gonna say, then it's kind of ironic that over the last few weeks, Wandell Robinson, a guy that you've known for a long time, going all the way back to when you all played on middle school all-star team together, and you used to stay at his house at some of the weekends for games, I understand, and everything. He's recruiting you to Kentucky. You make your decision to come to Kentucky, and then Wandell changed his mind, and he's going to Nebraska. What was kind of your reaction when you found out that Wandell wasn't going to be at Kentucky with you now?
I mean, at the end of the day, that's my brother. I hope the best for him. I don't have nothing to say about it. I just hope the best for him. That's my brother. I have nothing to say. I just hope the best for him.
Did you know before he announced it that's what he was going to do? I know you guys talk a lot.
I didn't know.
Okay. And then when you switch back, I know you've also got one of your teammates, Kalen Howard, who's just announced that he's going to be accept a preferred walk-on position at Kentucky. Tell us a little bit about Kalen.
His name is Kalen Howard.
Kalen, okay, my bad.
He's a good. He played on my team this year. We went 11-3. We had a great season. He's a dominant player.
Now he played the other defensive end, correct?
Yeah, but he's not going to be a defensive end in college.
Well, I was going to say, but I was kind of guessing that maybe he got a lot of action his way because I'm assuming not many teams wanted to run toward where you were.
Most
definitely. And so what do you think it'll be like when you get to college and now you have all these terrific players around you where you can just kind of go play? You won't be the guy every team's trying to run away from and all like that. You can just have talented teammates all around you. How exciting is that for you?
It's going to be very exciting. I can actually work on my craft, work on my game, because I had guys on my team. My high school team can play, but some of them couldn't. So I was really focusing on where the ball is, where just focus on everything. And now playing on the defense at Kentucky, everybody's good. You feel me? So I can work on my game, work on my craft.
Now, there's not any chance you'll play tight end at Kentucky, is there?
No, I got to talk to Coach Vince about that. Coach Morrow.
Because I didn't realize, I mean, you like to get out there and catch that ball and did a pretty good job of that this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I played tight end too, and receiver, slot, running back. I play a lot this season.
So do you like offense?
I like wherever I can make plays. I'm a playmaker.
Okay. So, I mean, if you needed to play offense in college, that wouldn't be something you'd be totally opposed to?
I wouldn't care. But I love hitting. At the end of the day, I love playing defense. But whatever Coach Stoops, Coach Vince, Coach White, Coach House, wherever they need me, I'm going to play it.
I got you. Now I got to admit, JJ, I've seen a lot of signing ceremonies. I don't know that I've ever seen one quite like yours when there were so many tears. Man, I wasn't sure you were going to make it through it. You really got emotional. What was there about that day that was so emotional to you? I mean, I think you kind of broke down and cried, what, 3-4 different times?
It was very emotional, yeah, because I did it at my school, and that really meant a lot. Like, to have it at my school and then have a lot of people come out, and then seeing my mom broke down crying, that really broke me down, seeing my mom cry.
Wow. So it looked like at times you weren't sure you were going to get through your what you were trying to say there. I mean, you kind of struggled with that at times, didn't you?
Yeah. It was heartbroken.
Yeah.
And it was really heartbroken. It was just really emotional.
Well, now, Alexa, you've been in Kentucky, what, 5 years now since you came up here from Florida?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, well, I know Coach Stoops is looking forward to having you, the kind of player he likes to build with, and also I know you're excited about coming. Now, you plan to enroll early, or will you wait and come in June?
I'm going to wait and come in June.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of your senior season, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, again, appreciate you being on with us this morning and all like that. Good luck to you. And, again, we'll hopefully get a chance to catch up with you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go BBN.
All right. That was J.J. Weaver, recent University of Kentucky football commit, defensive end at Louisville Moore. Stay with us here on the Leach Report. This is Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach. When we come back, we're going to have Dan Hudson from down in Marshall County. Be talking about having UK signee Tyrese Maxey come to Marshall County after Christmas to play 3 games.
Can't get to a radio? You can listen to us live on the web at talkradio1080.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach. And thank goodness, words you never think you will say, thank goodness Michael Bennett is around. But again, we're going to, I don't know exactly what's going on with Dan Hudson. I'm down at Marshall County. I talked to him twice last night, and Dan's are usually really, when he makes a commitment, he honors it. So I'm assuming something must be going on with him this morning. But I will just tell you a little bit about, he's got an event coming up at Marshall County on December 28th and 29th, where Kentucky signee Tyrese Maxey and his team from Texas will be there to play 3 games. They will play either once on Friday night and twice on Saturday, or there's a chance they may play once Friday afternoon, once Friday night, and once Saturday afternoon, depending on how the travel arrangements play out. But they're at the Marshall County High School, great place to watch high school basketball. I was there last week for the Marshall County Hoop Fest. Michael, have you ever been there?
I've not. I've been invited down there a couple of times, and I just unfortunately wasn't to make it. But let's talk about Tyrese Maxey for a minute, because you got to love a kid that has committed to Kentucky, and now he's out there doing the best he can as his Cal impersonation, trying to recruit other kids to come to Kentucky and play basketball with him.
Yes, he is, and he's a pretty vocal guy when it comes to that and everything. He has a lot of influence and everything. And Michael, if you will tell Billy, I just got a text from Dan Hudson that he's ready now. So maybe Billy can call him. We can try to get him on the air with us in a couple minutes. But, Tyrese is all these different guys you hear him talking about, R.J. Hampton and others, and he's that kind of magnetic personality. But would we say that maybe that's good, because Cal might need a little help right now? I mean, some of these top guys aren't coming to Kentucky right now.
No, they're not. It's almost like the cool factor has left UK, and it's gone over to, unfortunately, the Duke side. And because what drove me crazy yesterday, not only did Vernon Carey make his announcement, but I don't know if you saw the tweet, the NCAA recruiting tweet site put out the tweet that Vernon Carey, which was always the thing I thought,
not.
Duke is a, or NCAA is a fan of Duke's, which there is that love affair. It seems like Duke gets the benefit of the doubt more than any school out there.
I did not know that at all. So, well, we'll stay with you, Michael. You'll enjoy listening. We now have Dan Hudson on the air with us. And Dan, I wasn't exactly sure. What is your official title there in Marshall County? I wasn't exactly sure how to introduce you.
Special events coordinator.
So, okay, well, I did get it right. Okay. Well, you've got a really special event coming up December 28th and 29th. We were talking about Tyrese Maxey and his team's going to be there to play. Tell us a little bit about what will be going on that weekend at Marshall County.
Well, we got South Garland, that is Tyrese's team, coming in. And then we've got DME coming in out of Florida. They've got the number 8 player in the 2021 class. And then we've got Hillcrest Prep out of Arizona. They've got two teams. It's not the team with Kyrie, but it's the team with they've got two high-caliber guys on it. And then we've also got Superior Collegiate who'll be coming in. They beat IMG last night, and there's different IMG teams, but anyway, they're a very talented team. So we're looking very forward to that event, and it was one of those situations where we tried to get Tyrese for and South Garland for the Hoop Fest, but it just didn't work out. So they said, hey, we can come at this time, and that was at the time of our Kentucky Lake Showcase, so we just added those four teams that surround the four other teams that are playing, which, you know, should be a very neat event.
Have you got it worked out? Will South Garland and Tyrese, will they play twice on the 28th and once on the 29th, or the other way around?
They're going to play twice on the 28th, and then they're going to play once on the 29th.
Okay, so can you get tickets now? Do you need to get tickets in advance if you're thinking about coming?
You'll be able to get tickets in about a week, and so all you have to do, we'll provide a number, and you'll be able to, not necessarily in a week, at the beginning of, starting probably about Wednesday, there'll be a number that you can call if you'd rather do that, but I'm sure you'll be able to get tickets at the door as well.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming that the host team, Marshall County, will play each night, or will Marshall just have one game in the event?
No, Marshall County is playing three times as well. So
three times, okay. Now, kind of give us what update you can on Zion Harmon.
The only updates that I have right now is, you know, it's I think that, you know, it's headed into a legal process, and we're just very, very hopeful right now, so we shall see about that. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things that I have very limited knowledge on it, but I know that everyone is very hopeful that it will get done soon.
So as now, again, Zion Harmon's probably is the best sophomore in the state of Kentucky. So as of right now, he's able to practice with the team, but not cleared yet to play in games. That would still be accurate.
Yeah, and I think that right now his foot is injured to some degree. So it's you know, it could end up being a blessing in disguise, just giving him some time to heal there. So
okay, and then you have another event coming up the first weekend in January 3rd to 6th at McCracken County, the McCracken County Mustang Madness, an event you kicked off a few years ago. Got a really terrific national lineup coming in there. But you've got one name coming in particular that I think a lot of folks will recognize, if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've never seen anything quite like it. And LaMelo Ball coming in, and it's like, you know, anytime that any event that they've been to this year, he plays with Spire Academy, and so they've got a team with 7-8 Division I players, and they are very, very talented, and so he's a kid that, if you look at his social media, has, you know, if you combine all of his social media, he's well over 2 million, and you know, the dad, like him, not like him, but I think you gotta like him, you know, from what I do. You know, he's an enterprise in himself, and so I mean, he's done some good things out there, and so every place that they're going, they're selling out. So we're very excited. We're going to have them not only at Mustang Madness, but we're going to have them at four events this year, and so very excited about that. And they got four players from Michigan. It's very similar, Larry. You've been with us for a long time. You've seen the Josh Jacksons come through and the Miles Bridges and all those guys from Michigan. Well, they have four kids from Michigan that are incredibly talented to go along with ball. And they're right now the number seven team in the nation. And they, quite honestly, they could beat anybody in the nation. And so we're very excited about seeing them play. And then I've been talking to different people that really know what they're talking about. And I said, hey, how good is his skill set? And I said, compare him to Cole Anthony. And people that know what they're talking about, they said, you know, he is right. He's the same caliber as Cole Anthony, or maybe even be a little bit better. So, I mean, this is a kid that we're talking about. It'll be a top three draft pick. So I think he would be a lot of fun to watch. And we're just very excited to have Spire Academy involved.
Well, that should be fun. Again, they will play on January the 4th and 5th at the McCracken County Mustang Madness. Dan, appreciate you giving us a little bit of information about Tyrese Maxey coming and then about LaMelo Ball. And, of course, I'm sure his dad will be there. So look forward to seeing you at both events.
Okay, well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate you giving us some time.
All right. Stay with us here on the Leach Report. When we come back, we'll wrap up things. And again, forgot to mention, as I usually do, that all the guests were brought to you by the Kentucky Branded Hotline. So, again, Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach this morning.
It's the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. Tweet us at Leach Report or email leachreport@gmail.com.
Welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach this morning, who's in New York getting ready, or on his way to New York, getting ready for Kentucky's game with Seton Hall tomorrow at noon, that you can hear Tom and Mike Pratt tell you all about. Earlier we had Dave Popkin with us on the Kentucky Branded Hotline. He's with the Seton Hall Radio Network, and a couple things he mentioned there, but that Seton Hall had won 8 of his last 11 games at Madison Square Garden. Of course, hadn't played Kentucky in any of those games, but still just something to remember. And he talked about how comfortable Seton Hall was playing there and how much it enjoyed playing there. So just kind of file that away. He also said Seton Hall's the worst three-point shooting team in the Big East. So, as John Calipari always says, that never happens when a team plays Kentucky. They always come out and make shots. So we will see what happens there. But, again, I would think you would certainly see Ashton Hagans open the game guarding Seton Hall's star player, who is Miles Powell, is really, really a good player. So should be a terrific game. Again, it comes on at noon. I appreciate J.J. Weaver, Louisville, or Kentucky football commit out of Louisville, being on with us. Also, Dan Hudson on to talk about Tyrese Maxey coming to Marshall County to play. So, Billy, thanks for getting me through, as always. I appreciate your help, and you know that. So, again, Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach today. Tom, be back with you on Monday here on the Leach Report.
For listening to the Leach Report. Make sure you check out the podcast page at TomLeachKY.com whenever you miss a show. And be sure to follow the Leach Report Facebook page. If you have a question for Tom, email